Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
You said there, Mark, you saw every minute of him last season. I guess the place to start with, just how impressive was he?
Yeah, I mean, he's a fantastic player. I didn't, you know, however much you want to be all across football and know every single player in the world, I didn't really know anything about him when he joined Southampton, to be honest with you. I was out in Austria for their pre-season and interviewed him after the first friendly they had against Leipzig in the end. And even then, at the age of 18, I could not believe how mature and confident he was. For a young kid who's moved over from Belgium to City and then come down to Southampton, a lot of big changes in his life, but supremely confident in his own natural ability. And that comes across in his game. He plays in a position that, you know, you're right in the middle of the action. He's got incredible ball retention. He kind of wiggles out of space fantastically. You know, he's got those kind of eye test things that when you do go to a game and you watch a player do those kind of things, you really take notice of it. So I think he stood out in that regard from the instant. But I think, yeah, he's got room for development. And I think that's what the exciting thing is. And it's very clear that there is going to be a world-class player in there at some point, if not in the very near future.
Let's hope so, from a Liverpool perspective. If indeed the deal does get done, I'm not counting my chickens just yet, of course. But yeah, world-class potential will do for me. You touched on just there sort of the type of player he is, and you mentioned his position, of course. I think it's a fascinating one from a Liverpool perspective. We've become sort of used to a Fabinho, who's a little bit of a destroyer. He's got some technical proficiencies as well, of course he has. But Lavia feels to me, certainly from sort of an onlooker's perspective, like he's a very technical player. He dribbles with the ball. Press resistant is the term everyone always uses. Is that what you've seen? He's not this big. You had Romeo, for instance. He was quite a physical destroyer as a DM. Lavia feels different to me.
Yeah, well, I mean, that is one thing that Saints missed massively last season, was having a player of that calibre, of that Romeo kind of build in the team. And you know, fans will talk about that all night long for the reason that they went down, to be honest with you. But no, you're completely right. Lavia isn't that type of player. He's not fantastically strong running back to his own goal. And I think Southampton obviously got caught out a lot last season. So it would be interesting if he moved to Liverpool to see how his game develops with the amount of possession and the style of play that Liverpool have. I think that would be really interesting to see. And you're right, I don't think he is. He's definitely not a straight swap for Fabinho in any type. In fact, obviously he plays kind of in a double pivot a lot with Southampton, with James Ward-Prowse alongside him. Occasionally he'll be on his own in the six, but I kind of like to see him push forward and maybe go for an eight position as well, because I think sometimes you do kind of get lost in that needing a physical body in there. And he doesn't obviously provide that too much. And so you do want someone with a bit of technical skill that can play in that eight. So maybe even working with Alexis McAllister and changing around with him would be a potential in the Liverpool midfield, I think.
Oh, interesting. OK, I mean, I get that, because like I say, he's not this 6'3" sort of dominant looking fella. And so often DMs are, of course. And you mentioned Declan Rice earlier. He very much is that. He's his physical presence in midfield. So I think he has got the technicalities, Lavia, to potentially move further forwards. You mentioned a moment ago he's got areas to develop. And of course, physically could be one of those. He's still very young. He still is developing physically. But if you were to sort of pinpoint any weaknesses, in inverted commas, what would you say they were?
I mean, his biggest weakness is crossing. I don't know if you've seen any of his crosses before, but yeah, good luck with those. No, he's got a lot to work on with that. He naturally, because he likes to carry the ball a lot and he wins it in his own half, and he'll often find himself on the edge of the opponent's box and kind of floating around in that half space, and maybe play a 1-2, the ball will come back to him and he'll try and whip it in first time into the box. It's a really standard practice at Southampton, and one that they should have scored a lot more goals from. But Lavia in particular, he kind of shanks at it and he just doesn't get the elevation, isn't going to the box right. I mean, it's something he needs to work on massively. But then the other thing I'd say is, I've said it a little bit before as well, is that I think he can develop into being a match winner in the same bracket that other midfielders in that position can do. And we've seen it when I mentioned that St Mary's game against Chelsea, I think it was a 2-1 win last August. And he really took that game by the scruff of the neck, and he got his goal, and you know, it's a really imposing performance. And although he does the technical side very well, he doesn't really stamp his authority on games too much. So I think that could be one thing that he needs to come out of his shell a little bit more. But that will come with age and experience. And I've said this as well, playing with world-class players around him and training in an elite environment every day naturally will bring that confidence out of you, I think. So fingers crossed, is that something that I think he needs to build on straight away?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, like with all due respect to Southampton, every single player at Southampton, they are a recently relegated side for a reason. So coming to Liverpool, working under Jurgen Klopp, I mean, there's a little bit of turmoil at Southampton as well with managers departing, obviously Hasenhüttl leaving midway through the season. So you'd like to think in a more settled environment with better coaches, better players, Lavia could move on to those next levels. On the flip side of his weaknesses, you know, we've totally sort of skirted around some of his strengths in terms of press resistant, dribbling, lovely technically. What would you say were his main key areas whereby, you mentioned the eye test earlier, straight away Liverpool fans will watch him and go, okay, I like that.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I think in a modern world as well, because obviously he's still so young, only a teenager, so he is very much in that mold of, you know, wanting to keep the ball and wanting to play nice football. But it's I always describe it as, I'm a little bit too old for those to have made any when I was a kid, but you know those kind of football Twitter videos where it's set to some nice, I don't know, house music or Italian music. He fits so nicely in those compilations, which I'm sure Liverpool fans would love, because there's so many times when he'll get the ball with, you know, his back to opposition, but he'll have already scanned. He'll know where to go. He'll make the quick turn. He'll make the nice touch and the good pass. But then again, I will caveat all of this, and I'm sure you'll know this very well, is that at the end of last season, when Liverpool came to St Mary's and it was 4-4, Romeo Lavia pretty much got his first assist in a Liverpool shirt by passing it out and doing exactly what he never does. But, you know, maybe that's just a bit of irony for you there.
Yeah, a little bit maybe. Maybe he's just trying to catch the eye, Jurgen Klopp, and he's seen how nicely the weight on that ball to Diogo Jota was just perfect. So maybe he's just giving him a little glimpse of what could be to come. On that axis, it's interesting because he is still so young, of course. He's got bags and bags of potential. But was sort of consistency of performance a slight issue then maybe last season? And was he sort of prone to errors like that? Because, like I say, still very young, still developing, still learning really at the very top level. Did he do a lot of stuff like that? Did he have those lapses in concentration in game? Was that a regular occurrence? Because as things stand for Liverpool, you know, we look, Henderson's pretty much gone. Fabinho looks like he could be next. Romeo Lavia could be asked to come in and play from day one and be the guy to be the six. That feels to me, if he is going to have those moments, like a bit of a concern.
I think that was what was so surprising about that Liverpool moment, is because before then, you would never have seen it coming. I think something that sets Romeo Lavia apart from a lot of other players around his age is his consistency. I've said this as well, is that, I mean, a lot of the Southampton players didn't play well last season at all. And when Romeo Lavia played well pretty much all the time, it made him look a lot better. So I don't know how he'd step up in terms of the pressure, the environment, playing at Liverpool, you know, big club, big transfer fee. It would be a different kind of pressure than playing on a side that are just trying to escape relegation. So that could weigh into it. But no, in terms of his consistency, week in, week out, he was an 8 out of 10, to be honest with you. And I said maybe that's because he's playing around players that aren't doing too well. But even then, on the good days, he was brilliant. And on the bad days, he was very good as well. So you're getting a player, albeit based on one season in professional football, let's remember, you know, has got that consistency that I think will serve him well playing in the amount of competitions and the amount of games that Liverpool do as well.
Yeah, absolutely. There's going to be some demands on him. Hopefully, from my perspective anyway, with a little bit of help, I wouldn't like to see it just be Lavia, because that's what kind of did for Fabinho in the end, to be honest with you. It was just a sheer amount of football that we asked him to play. We don't want to do that again to someone like Lavia. You kind of touched on it there, really, Mark, but in terms of being ready for this move to Liverpool, from what you've seen, from what you know, from sort of the person you've met, obviously, do you think he'll take this move in his stride?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think, obviously, he's coming from Southampton, but, you know, it's Manchester City's academy that he was at. You know, this is a player that is completely, supremely comfortable in these kind of environments in this top level. He was on the bench in the Champions League a couple of years ago under Pep Guardiola against Real Madrid. You know, he's been around these kind of places before. So I don't think that will faze him. I think the only thing for him is making sure that, like I said, when he's actually on the pitch, he gives the best account of himself. I think the last thing I'd want to see is for him to maybe have a slow start to his career and maybe kind of take a while to get into it, and then that do him kind of disservice later on. So for I hope for his sake that if the move does go through and he is put straight in the team, that he can show straight away what he's all about. And let's not forget, you know, he's a full Belgium international now as well. So, you know, this is just the next step on what is going to be a really long and successful career for him, I think.
Hello, everybody. I hope you've enjoyed my little section of conversation with Mark Wyatt there. I'm sure you'll agree it was very interesting to find out a little bit more information on Romeo Lavia. If you want to watch the show in full, head to redmenplus.com where you'll find the rest of that and, of course, all the amazing content that we do here at Redmen TV. So go over there and get it done.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.